Good morning, Living Out Loud. We are meeting here again virtually today and perhaps over the next couple weeks just to follow the guidelines that we've been given and keep everybody safe. And in order to keep with our social distancing guidelines, I decided to take a trip out to this faraway mountain. This mountain is huge and magnificent, and it was created by our powerful God. So over the next several weeks, while we're still doing this social distancing thing, I want to focus on God's power. And he shows his power to us in many ways. So if you guys are out there, stand up and join me. We're going to sing about God's power right now.
We will wait upon the Lord.
Our God, you reign.
great singing.
So
over the next few weeks, while we're still meeting in this digital fashion, I want to talk about God's strength and power. Because he has more strength and power than anyone in this world. And we're going to see how his power helps us and how he loves us. In order to come out here to the mountains, I had to do a little preparation. I had to pack a lot of things. Ropes and tents, boots, a radio, a ton of other things.
Beth! Oh,
my
no!
Goodness.
Oh, no! Billy!
What is
Bobby! Where are you guys? Where? Hey, have you seen him? Have you seen him?
Who are you looking for? And who are you?
Oh no. I'm Trek. Trek Rock Rambler. I'm a mountain climber. Extraordinaire. Adventurer. And I like to really climb stuff.
Well, hi Trek. I'm out here doing my social isolation thing and I've got all these kids watching.
Ah! Oh no, I'm in my pajamas. Why don't you tell me?
Well, you tell us what's going on. Why are you here? What are you looking for?
I'm here to climb that mountain over there. I'm with my climbing team, and I can't find them. They seem to have left without me. We've been planning this and training and just to climb this mountain today, and I think I overslept.
Didn't you set an alarm?
Right here, I set an alarm. It didn't go off. It must have ran out of batteries or something.
Why didn't your team wake you up before they left?
Well, I'm a really sound sleeper. And, like, my mom used to grab a pot like this, and she used to bang like this. Yeah, Trek, get ready for school!
Okay. I get the point. Put that over here.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry they left without you, but maybe we can help. You see, my friends and I are learning today that God has the power to provide.
Provide? God can provide me a rocket, backpack rocket, so I can zoom up to the mountain! No? Maybe he could give me super speed so I can run up to the top of the mountain and meet my team!
That's not exactly what I mean. God does have the power to provide, but it might mean he provides you with a new team, or another chance to climb the mountain, or maybe just the encouragement you need to hold on.
You mean God can provide me with a new team? Maybe there's a new team down at base camp. Maybe I should go meet them.
Trek.
Oh, I'm in my pajamas. Let me change first.
That's a good idea. Well, that was certainly not something I was expecting. Sometimes when you come out to a place like this, you need a guide to help you climb safely up the cliffs and keep from getting lost. If you run into a guy like Trek, I don't recommend following him. But you can trust a real guide. And the great thing for us is that we have a guide for every part of our lives. And we find that in God's Word. It is the most trustworthy guide we can have. And today, we are going to learn from God's Word that he has the power to provide. God provides us with food and clothing and shelter, friends and family who love us very much. And most importantly, God provides us with his love. God has the power to provide. And there's one verse that I want to look at today, and maybe you guys can help me out with this. 2 Corinthians 9:8. It says, "And God will generously provide all you need." And we have some hand motions that will help us remember this. And God, this is the motion for God, and you hold your hands out like this when it talks about him providing. So 2 Corinthians 8:9, "And God will generously provide all you need." That was awesome. So thank you for helping me out with that. And that verse means that God loves us so much that he can give us all that we need, like food and clothing and shelter and lots of love. So we're going to take a look at a story today about a prophet named Elijah. And a prophet in the Bible was a person that God used to give important message to the people. In this case, God wanted Elijah to give an important message to a king named Ahab. But there was a little problem, because Ahab was very powerful, but he was also kind of mean. In fact, he was kind of a bully. Have you guys ever encountered a bully? They're not really fun to deal with, are they? And I'm guessing most of us out here have had to deal with a bully. And Elijah was no different. He had to face the bully, King Ahab, with a message from God. And this was not a message that Ahab wanted to hear. But Elijah knew that God had the power to provide. So he went to King Ahab and told him this: "As surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, the God I serve, there will be no dew or rain during the next few years until I give the word." Wow, that is quite a message. What would happen right here in Hagerstown, or wherever you may be watching from, what would happen if there were no dew or rain for years and years? We wouldn't be able to grow food. Lakes and rivers would dry up. People and animals would be hungry and thirsty. It would be terrible. But that is not what King Ahab wanted to hear. So God told Elijah to head east and hide after he delivered the message. So we're going to go see what happened to Elijah. He needed to hide from King Ahab, so he went out by the Kiriath Brook. So he had something, a source of water. But what was he supposed to do for food? Wow, God does provide. But where did that come from? God said, "Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food." Did you hear that? Ravens are going to bring me food? Really? Do you guys know what a raven is? Not the football team. It's this big, ugly, black bird, kind of like a crow. How are they even going to carry it? In their beaks? In their creepy little claws? That doesn't sound very appetizing. But that's exactly what happened. God provided Elijah with water from the brook, and he provided him with food from the ravens. So we can see that God has the power to provide clean water, food, anything that Elijah needed. And he provided that for a long, long time for Elijah throughout the whole drought. And God does the same thing for us today. He provides for our needs. And I want you guys to think right now of a need that you might have in your life. Maybe you guys do need some food or some toilet paper. Maybe you need your parents to be really awesome teachers right now. Maybe your parents need a job. Whatever it is, we know that God has the power to provide, and we simply need to ask him. So that's what we're going to do right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for these kids who have come here to watch and to learn about you from your word. We thank you that your word is our guide for no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in. And we thank you that you are our provider. You have the power to provide all of our needs. So I ask you just to be with us throughout the rest of this day and just give us a blessed day in our homes with our families. In your name, amen. All right, and one of the most awesome things that God has provided us with is his love. And that was by sending his son, Jesus Christ. So if you guys stand up, and we're going to sing one more song about God and his power to provide. join us next week as we continue to look at God's power.